Yeah, thanks again for picking me up this morning. That was so kind of you. I know it's starting to get late, so you can just drop me off at the next truck stop so you can be on your way. You're willing to drive me all the way to... Wow, that's so out of your way, though. And in the snowstorm, I'm sure you want to get back to your wife and family. It's the Christian thing to do. You know, you're very good-hearted for a preacher. No, you're probably the very first I've met that actually, you know, walked the walk, so to speak. Oh, so you just have a small church that's dedicated to helping people than just, you know, throwing Bibles at you from the pulpit. That's really nice to hear. So, what's the plan? I mean, there's no way we're getting there tonight in this weather. Jesus take the wheel and all, but... Okay, so we're gonna stop for food and then rest at a motel for the night. Oh, okay. Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm so sorry. I'm not gonna be much company. Do you think you'll be able to wake me when we get there? Yes, please. Thank you so much. I can't wait to get to the motel room. I feel so stuffed. I haven't eaten like that in so long. Thank you so much for getting me all that food. Oh my gosh. 20 years of feeding the flock. Yeah, I guess you have some experience. You're like my own personal savior today, I swear. No offense. 101, 102, 103. Yeah, it's this one. This room, it only has one bed. The guy at the counter must have assumed we were... Or that I was... Oh, no, it's okay. We don't need to go back and get a new room. This is fine. I can sleep on the couch. See? No, come on. You can drop all that goody-two-shoes crap. You may have been more than kind to me today, and I insist you take the bed. I'm young and flexible and can pretty much sleep anywhere. And you're old and probably have back problems. Okay, you're not that old, I guess. Just please sit on the bed, mister. You must be tired from driving me around all day. And preemptively tired for driving me around all day tomorrow. Why am I traveling back to the city anyway? Well, a friend of mine promised me a job. That was really nothing in my little town holding me back, except my mom and my stepdad, who coincidentally I hate, so... I guess I just needed to get out of there. What kind of job? I really don't want to tell you. I don't think a good preacher like you would approve. It's stripping. You're not judging me or anything? I was half afraid you'd keep me out of the room once you found out. Jesus didn't kick Mary Magdalene out, right? There you go with the Bible lessons again. I swear, maybe you'll rub off on me. I'll just be yelling about God by the time you're done with me, right? But thank you. Most people start, I don't know, looking at me differently when I tell them. Like I was no longer a person, but like a piece of meat on sale. I know you probably don't consider stripping the most honorable profession, but I just want to make a little of money so I can figure out my life. And I just love sharing my sexuality with everyone, so like, you know, why not, you know? What do you mean you wouldn't know? Mister, I have 5 kids. Not to be crude, but you and your wife must fuck like Energizer bunnies. Oh, you used to. Not anymore, huh? After you were fruitful and multiplied. Well, the kids and work and the church and the life just got in the way. I mean, I understand, but I mean, even someone as good and holy as yourself has needs, don't you? You still have desires, right? I mean, do you, like, polish the bishop when no one's looking? You don't. Not even a tug in the shower. My gosh, that must be awful. I'm sorry, but no religion should be that cruel. Oh, your boss must have been so packed up. Listen, I've been spending all day thinking about how to thank you and repay you for all the kindness you've shown me today, and now I think I may know how. Oh, what am I doing? I told you, I'm gonna be a stripper. Don't you want to see my stripping routine, mister? Don't you want to see me sway my hips while I raise and take off my top? Slowly caress my slinky body as my hands move down and down and down to unzip my shorts and then shake them off my hips and let them fall to the ground? No, no, don't be shy, mister. When was the last time you had a pretty young thing like me in just her panties, bending over and showing you her ass, then turning around to wrap one leg on the side of you and straddle you as you sit on the bed? Oh, you're such a good man. So innocent and embarrassed. You can't even look at me. Not even as I unhook my bra and let my perky tits fall out. But I'm grinding against you and I can feel your organ pipe come to life, Mr. Preacher Man. I want you to make my choir sing. Oh, you're the first man I've met that's treating me like a proper human being and not an object to be fucked and thrown away. And maybe because I'm so fucked up in the head that my response to that is to fuck your brains out. If we had more time, maybe you could fix me. Maybe I could join your church and learn how to be a respectful lady, but all we have is tonight, and God made us man and woman. And here we go. Out comes the Bible. Look, Jesus didn't pick me up off the side of the road. Jesus didn't feed me and clothe me and give me shelter. You did. So I don't need Jesus inside me. I need you inside me. So instead of that prayer on your lips, why don't you worship my tits instead? You won't open your eyes to look at me, but I know deep inside you want this. So let me guide you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Down to my nipple. Oh, you still won't look at me, and your body is trembling. But I can feel your tongue swirl around my little butt. Oh, yes, please, please lick my breast. Worship my fresh, perky tits. Do you like my little rosebud nipples? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Worship them. Worship me. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, Mr. Preacher Man. It's okay. It's natural to want, to desire, to take what is given freely. We're all put on this earth for a reason, right? Maybe your reason, maybe my reason, is to pleasure men with my body, to relieve men of their cum. And you must have so much for me to relieve. Let me slide my body down, slink to my knees into the floor below you. Look at that bulge. Look at all that pressure. Don't you want me to release it? Don't you want me to turn and twist your knob until you release that torrent? Release that flood to purge that's what's deep inside you? No, 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 don't be embarrassed. I don't care that you're older, or that maybe you've gained some weight over the years, or if your cock isn't the biggest. I care that you were so kind and loving to a complete stranger. And even though you didn't ask for a thing in return, I want to be kind to you too. After all, isn't it better to give than to receive, and to treat others the way you like to be treated? And since you did such a great job worshipping my tits, sucking and slavering my nipples so well, I think I'll return the favor by worshipping your cup. Mm.
She hasn't been taking care of you the way a wife should. I mean, doesn't the Bible say that wives should submit to their husbands? Sounds kind of kinky if you ask me. Look at that river of pre-cum erupting from your rod. Your cock is so hard, so starved for attention, so desperate to be touched and licked and sucked. And your hairy balls, so big and full of cum for me. Oh, I think I can practically hear it sloshing around as I play with them. Oh, listen to your own moaning. That is a sound of a man in bondage, a man that wants to be released. So let your people go. Let yourself free. Let me set you free. Oh, there it is. I'll take your enthusiastic nodding as a yes. Anyway, if she's no longer interested in you sexually, she's not likely to notice the sense of another woman on your fat knob, is she? Oh, she's never even sucked your cock? Oh, mister, don't worry, I'll have to make up for all that lost time. I think your bishop and I have been well introduced. Why don't you lay back on the bed, baby, so I can get on top of you and pay my respects to His Holiness. Yeah. That's it. Take your shirt off and lay back. Let me straddle you. Let me get my legs around you. Like, Are you ready for me? You still feel a little guilty about your wife? No, don't me. I mean, in the Bible, all those men had wives, but they also had concubines, didn't they? Women who were kept around to be fucked whenever the men want. Just think of me as your concubine. Someone who can do all the things your wife won't. And anyway, you've already gone this far. You might as well go all the way. So why don't you take your cock in your hand and fill me with you? I can feel you at my entrance. Oh, I'm already so wet. You shouldn't have a problem. Oh, getting inside me. That's it. Penetrating me, yeah. Oh, that's it. Now, let me pump my pussy up and down your shaft. Oh, that's good. Oh, fuck. Huh? Slower. Slow. Okay. You like it slow. Slow, yeah. I'll go as slow as you need, baby. I'll just roll my hips back and forth. Yeah. Grinding into you like that. While I squeeze your cock with my tight young pussy. Yeah. Yeah, I know it feels good. I've always been so used to just fucking fast and rough. I guess this is what making love is. May I kiss you? I'm usually not really into kissing, but I kind of want. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked. I really shouldn't have asked. That's probably something you still have with your wife, and I'm just a stupid. Oh, that's it. Fuck me hard. Fuck me harder. I'm getting so close. Oh, God. You want to be on top? Oh, of course. Oh. No. Get between my legs and put your cock back into my hot little pussy, please. Oh. Fuck. That's it. Oh, do I fuck you better than your wife? Oh, yes, I knew it. Are my perky tits better than your wife's? Tell me, is my pussy better than your wife's? Oh, yes. Is my mouth better than your wife's? Oh, I'm sorry. You were such a good man. Such a loyal husband. And now you're naked and grunting. A sinner with your cock buried to the hilt of another woman's pussy. A woman half your wife's age. It's not your fault. No, it's not your fault. I was the one that seduced you, as I seduce a lot of men. I don't want you to feel any guilt. I was really thankful for you today, and I want you to remember our time together fondly, okay? Oh, now, please, there's one more sin I need you to make. I need you to fill me up with your seed. I want you to dump that big, thick load inside when I come, and oh, fuck, baby, I'm getting so close. Yeah, I'm getting so close. You're gonna let me wrap my legs around you, and I'm not letting go until you drain your balls inside of me. I want your cum. 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 Come, please. Please fill me up. Please fill me up. Fuck. My legs and my pussy and my body is open for you. So fill me up with your sin. Fill me up with your seed. Come inside me. Please. Please. Come inside me. Come inside me, baby. Come inside. Oh, God. Shoot inside me. Oh, God. Shoot inside me. Oh, God. Oh, shoot inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're still coming. Oh, my God, you're still coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so much. I can still feel your balls twitching and flooding my fertile little pussy with your load. Oh, I didn't tell you? Oh, I didn't tell you I was fertile. Silly. Those are the things you should really ask. Coming inside a strange little girl. Well, I guess you're kind of new at this. Take your cock out and look between my legs. Mm-hmm. Look at how much cum you gave me tonight. Oh, so much potent semen inside my womb. Oh, don't worry about it now. I guess it'll be up to God to decide if he wants to give us a little blessing. Mm-hmm. Thanks again, Mr. Preacher Man.